Tuscola Sports Radio is sponsored by Vesta Services, Dynamic Advertising, Mike's Heating and Air, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, WPTL, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. And it is a great day to have me out for some softball as we are covering the Lady Mountaineers versus the T.C. Robertson Lady Rams. And Kenny, Mole by my side today. And Kenny, it's going to be a great day for softball.
Well,
after earlier in the week, we thought we were going to have rain.
I know. This is absolutely beautiful. The temperature's just right, not too hot, not cold. And just a light breeze blowing right now. And man, it's just a good afternoon to take a nap, I'll tell you.
I could have done that as well. But, it's a great day. I'd rather been playing golf, if I'm being honest. So.
It's a good day for anything.
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful.
Absolutely. So they're getting ready to call out the starting lineups. So, Kenny, if you want to give the starting lineups for the Lady Rams, go ahead.
They're running a little ahead of time. They've already took infield and everything. So let me go ahead and shoot these starting lineups for the softball game today. First, for the T.C. Robertson Lady Rams, leading off will be Sarah Severe in left field. Batting second is Sarah Kate Penland at second base. Batting third, Skylar Cribbian. She'll be in center field. Batting in cleanup spot is Jordan Summy. She'll be at shortstop. Batting fifth is Bristol Caps. She'll be in the circle throwing today. Batting sixth is Brianna Benjamin at first base. Number seven in the lineup is Lily Gillis. She's in right field. Batting eighth is Cameron Cox, and she is the catcher for today. And batting ninth is Maya Gerlach, and she's at third base. And there's your starting lineup for the Lady Rams. And shoot you the Mountaineers lineup for today. Leading off is Kenzie Messer. She'll be catching. Batting second is Sydney Snowden. She'll be in center field. Batting third is Madison Brooks at shortstop. Batting fourth is Kendall Williamson. She'll be in the circle. She'll be doing the pitching today. Starting out for the Mountaineers. Batting in the fifth spot is Olivia Warlick at second base. Batting sixth is Larkin Connor at third base. Batting seventh is Taylor Johnson in left field. Batting eighth is Mary Turner in right field. And batting ninth is Amelia Deal at first base. And there is your starting lineup, Branson.
All right. And so as they're finishing out Tuscola's, we're going to go in, and it's time for the Steve Carver Haywood Ace Hardware Keys of the Game. Go by and see Steve and his helpful staff west of Lake Junaluska Stoplight on Deadwood Road. Now is the time to fill your propane tanks. Haywood Ace Hardware, the helpful place. And we'll do that when we come back from this commercial, as they're getting ready to do the national anthem. So we're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling. Looking to promote your business with inexpensive advertising? Dynamic Advertising and Marketing can help. Their advertising targets the exact profile of customers you are looking for and reaches thousands of people every year. From mugs to menus, offering free design and full-color advertising. Give Dynamic Advertising and Marketing a call at 775-4805 to get started.
You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio, a service of WPTL. Let's get back to the action.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. And Kenny, as we were talking about before the commercial on the plays of the keys of the game, Kenny, I'm going to have to go right now with defense, because we've watched pitching. We've got some good pitching with the ladies down here between Kendall and Madison Brooks and Larkin. So, you know, it's just got to get in that right combination of when to pitch them, you know, and then when to switch them and everything. But we've just got to play defense. You know, you look back last week, they had a big game against West Henderson, come back to beat West Henderson in a big game earlier in the week, then turn around and played over at West and got beat over there. But then turn around Monday night, as we were doing the baseball game, they were playing softball over here, playing against Swain, and pulled back in and went up. We're actually tied at 6-6, and Swain come back and beat them 10-7 in that game, which was a good game that we could see from over there in the press box of the boys. So,
well, you know, girls. In girls softball right here, though, you know, every game, more so than the boys, the pitching is the big thing. And like you said, we've got some good throwers. We don't have the any one dominant overpowering pitcher like we had, you know, last few years. But you got Kendall Williamson on the mound. I mean, in the circle throwing. I say on the mound, but there's no mound out there. But in the circle, and if she's on, she's tough. I mean, right. She throws hard, you know. And then you got Madison Brooks and, like I said, Larkin. Connor said, well, you know, you got good girls that can throw. The main thing, I think, the big key of the game will be throwing strikes.
Right. And, of course, offensively, we got to hit the ball and get those runs across the plate. Well, we're ready to go, and Sarah Severe is up to bat. And she takes a strike for the first pitch, so off to a good start. 0-1 for Kendall.
That's right. That's a good way to start the game right there. Well, as we always say, this girls' softball, this leadoff hitter, they've usually got some speed, and you want to try to keep her off the base.
0-1 pitch missing outside, 1-1.
And this girl right here, Severe, she looks like she's got some speed.
Most of the leadoffs that we've seen this year have, and several of them have been left-handed batters.
And girls softball is what it seems like. It seems like their leadoff hitters are really, really fast.
1-1 pitch, low inside, so 2-1. But Severe going to be she's a right-handed batter up for TC.
Hey, Mike, here we go.
0-1 pitch, that one popped up towards center field. That's going to be out.
That's out of here.
Wow, right when we start talking about it.
First batter of the game for the Mountaineers, Kenzie Messer, home run.
Early 1-0 lead for the Mountaineers. Had one the other night.
I didn't think that ball was going to carry that far, did you?
Well, it got up there, and there's no wind blowing in, so.
But it looked like it was going to be then in a minute. I thought, you know, that's over the left fielder's head, then, boy, it just carried right on out of here.
And I'm mistaken. I just checked with her mom. That's her fifth home run of the year.
That's awesome, boy, I tell you.
So Kenzie having a great senior season starting off right here in this first half, and that's going to bring up Sydney Snowden. First pitch by her, hit down the first baseline foul. 0-1.
Hard hit ball down the right foul line there, foul. Sydney's a strong hitter too, Branson. She's got power.
She does. And I know a couple times last year she went yard. So Sydney stepping back in. 0-1 count. Caps his pitch. Hit down into right field. That's going to be a base hit.
Hitting the gap between first and second baseman. Good single.
Now batting for the Lady Mountaineers, number 11.
So that's going to bring up Madison Brooks.
Madison also a strong hitter. Left-handed batter.
First pitch gets past the catcher. That's going to allow Sydney Snowden to move up to second.
Second base, no outs.
1-0 count on Madison. There's a shot. It's going to be down. Oh, just fouled down the third baseline.
You know, talking about that, the first four batters the Lady Mountaineers have are power hitters. Kenzie Messer, Sydney Snowden, Madison Brooks, and then you've got Kendall Williamson coming up in the four spot. And all four of them can hit with power.
1-1 pitch. That one fouled back. Count now 1-2. And Kenny, the first thing that stands out to me, though, about those first four batters, all of them are seniors this year.
Yep.
So that's going to be tough to replace.
You're doggone right.
So the 1-2 pitch from Caps on its way.
Ooh.
That one stays inside. 2-2 count.
Ooh, I don't see how Madison can take a pitch that close with two strikes.
So the 2-2 on its way. That one stays outside. Battles back to a full count right here. Madison hunkering down in that box, waiting on that 3-2 pitch. Caps in the windup. Stays
over
up and
head.
Draws a walk right there. That's going to put runners at first and second now. Happy birthday to Heather Cook today.
Now batting.
Turns 29.
Number 8, Kendall Williamson.
So no outs, runners at first and second. Like Kenny said, Tuscola up 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. And Kendall stepping in now, as Kenny said a minute ago, that fourth senior for the Mountaineers. First pitch, ooh, right back
up
the middle.
The middle, right up base hit.
Sydney Snowden on her way home. Ball on its way. She will be safe. Ball gets past the catcher. That's going to move the runners up to second and third now. So 2-0 in favor of the Mountaineers here in the bottom of the first.
Get it, Kendall.
Kendall helping our calls right there.
Now up to bat for your Lady Mountaineers.
And Olivia Warlick, the batter now.
Number 9, Olivia Warlick.
Olivia playing second base today, batting in the number 5 spot. Still nobody out.
Taking a strike on that first pitch, 0-1. One pitch stays outside, 1-1. One pitch. That one stays up, 2-1. Caps is 2-1 pitch. That one missing low. So now it's a 3-1 count on Olivia Warlick.
Branson, you got Lark and Connor coming up behind Olivia Warlick here. Larkin can hit with power too.
Right. And she's just a sophomore, right?
Right.
The 3-1. And that's going to walk the bases loaded here with no outs. Tuscola up 2-0.
Now with the bat for your Lady Mountaineers.
That's going to bring up Larkin Connor.
Third baseman, Larkin Connor.
Let's go, Larkin.
Larkin steps in that first pitch to her, called strike. So good pitch by Caps on that outside corner.
Go.
0-1 pitch. That one fouled off. 0-2 count. Larkin stepping back in with the 0-2 count. No outs. Bases loaded. That pitch misses up. One ball, two strikes now.
Larkin, bear down here and guard that plate.
The 1-2.
There you go.
Out off the end of the bat. First baseman steps on first. Gets that force, but gets a run in.
Got the run in.
So 3-0.
Madison Brooks scores.
That's going to bring up Taylor Johnson. Runners at second and third. One away.
Taylor Johnson.
Mountaineers leading 3-0. Taylor was our player of the game that first game.
I was talking to her grandpa there before the ball game, Mike Gentry, and he's telling me that absolutely tickled her to death when we give her the player of the game. That she, makes me feel good, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, she hit good that night.
Oh, she did. She had a good night. But
1-0 pitch. That one staying up right there, but it wasn't in the zone, so it's a 1-1 count. Bristol Caps in the windup, 1-1 pitch. That one's going to be a ball low, but it stayed right around the home plate area right there, so runners can't move up.
Went between the catchers. They hit the umpire in the foot. If it hadn't been for that, I believe it would have went to the backstop and would have had another run in.
So it's a 2-1 count. That one. Strike on the outside corner. Makes the count now 2-2.
Taylor's got to swing that bat now. Anything close.
The 2-2. Stays alive right there. Count stays 2-2. Runners at second and third. One out.
Whoa.
Pitch got away right there, but it 3-2 count.
Good snag by the catcher for TC.
So I'm sure saved a run right there.
That's Cameron Cox. Yeah, you're right. That did. That sure saved a run. Boy, she had to come out of there and reach high to get to that one.
3-2 pitch.
There you go.
That's going, and Taylor going to stay alive here. Count stays 3-2.
Fouled off again.
Still only one out. Mountaineers leading 3-0 here in the bottom of the first. And Taylor going to draw a walk. That's going to make bases loaded again. That's going to bring up Mary Turner.
Now batting for the Lady Mountaineers, number zero.
Mary's right number eight in the lineup,
Mary
playing right
Turner.
Field. Still just one out.
First pitch misses low, 1-0. Caps his 1-0 pitch. That one inside. 2-0.
Caps, some of these batters, she's just missing just off the plate. She ain't got nowhere to put Mary Turner here. And that's three balls and no strike. Nowhere to put her.
No, and I'm going to guess that he's going to give her the green light right here. The 3-0. Hitting down on the ground over to third base.
Oh, catcher was asleep.
Maya Gerlach fields it, throws it home to Cameron Cox. she not able to step on home.
A little dribbler back to the mound to the pitcher, but I think the catcher was watching the play instead of playing because she didn't move. They had to force it home. That allowed Kendall Williamson to score.
And that's going to keep bases loaded. 4-0 game in favor of the Mountaineers, and that's going to bring up Amelia Deal. First pitch up and out, up and away, 1-0.
Amelia's the number 9 hitter, and then we'll be back to the top of the order.
And that 1-0 pitch called a strike on the inside. Makes it a 1-1 count. It looked like a good pitch right there, Kenny.
Yeah, it did. Barring a double play, will McKenzie Messer leading off. Will get a bat again after hitting a home run that first time.
Ooh,
oh,
shot
good.
Back up the middle.
By Amelia.
That's going to bring one run in. Another run on its way home. And she will be safe. Throw into left field. Mary Turner going to score. 3 runs. Amelia Dill on her way home. And in the park. Home run right there. Make it 8-0. Favor of the Mountaineers here in the bottom of the first.
That was a hard hit single up the middle by Amelia. I mean, she hit that ball hard right over second base, and then on 2 or 3 throwing errors there, and all 4 runs scored.
So that's going to put us back to the top of the order. Kenny, I've always been curious. How do we do that? Do we call it a single and then throwing errors?
Yeah.
I thought so.
A single, yeah, and then she reached a home on error, you know.
So that's going to bring Tuscola back to the top of the order. And Kenny, I'm laughing. The bat that the girls are using, it's looks like one of them Star Rocket popsicles that you get at the store. Red, white, and blue.
Of course. I know some of the color of these bats. That's like one of the most popular wooden bats that the boys are using is one that's pink and light blue. So I don't know.
So that's going to bring up Kenzie Master. Of course, she homered her first time up. Hit a single back up the middle right there. Her second time up. And Kenzie, one of those that jumps on early pitches, Kenny.
Yeah, she does. I mean, you know.
Next up for the Mountaineers. Number 7, Sydney Snowden.
And this is going to bring up Sydney Snowden. Sydney had a single her first time up.
Well, you said before the game we need to put the bat on the ball today. Well, Branson, you called it. Is there... This first inning there, they are absolutely putting the bat on the ball.
And it looks like TC's going to go in and switch pitchers right here. Looks like they're going to bring in, I think it said 24.
Well, first inning here.
Brianna Benjamin.
We've... batted around here, Branson.
Of course, next week, spring break in Haywood County, there won't be any games. Boys are actually playing down in Shelby at an Easter tournament. I guess there's several teams or several counties on spring break. Next week, I know Buncombe is, and of course, Henderson County. I think they were on spring break a couple of weeks ago. And so they will have this tournament down there. Down there, I guess it's at Shelby High School, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, they're playing on, that field, where the American Legion World Series is held.
And y'all make it you go down there just about every year, don't you?
Yeah, I've been a couple of times. I'd like to go every year, but sometimes you can't. But it's they put a lot of money in that field for for that American Legion. It's the World Series. It's teams from all over the country.
First pitch called the ball. Second pitch fouled off. So it's a 1-1 count on Sydney Snowden.
Sydney reached for that one. She's got to lay back and wait a minute. Reached out and fouled it off.
The 1-1 from Benjamin in the dirt. 2-1. Kenzie Messer moving up to second. Sydney Snowden with a 2-1 count. Good pitch right there. Makes it 3-2. Pitch hit towards the left center field.
In the gap, all the way to the fence.
Kings Messer strolling in to score, make it a 9-0 game. And Sydney Snowden holding up at second.
Good clean double right there, all the way to the fence.
So only one way. Tuscola leading 9-0 here in the bottom of the first.
Madison walked her first time up. Good cut.
That first pitch fouled off. Oh, 1. Brooks stepping back in with the 0-1 count. Runner at second.
Ooh,
that one catches her
right in the back. Ooh, right in between the shoulder blades there. You know that hurt.
That's going to bring up Kendall Williamson.
Now batting, number 8, Kendall Williamson.
Kendall singled her first time up, scored a run. Folks, we're still just in the first inning. Bottom of the first. Still just one out.
Oh. Kendall reaching out and fouling that one off.
Yeah, you're right. She reaching for that one.
0-1. A 1 pitch inside low. 1-1. Well, we not had much wind, and all of a sudden we get a nice little gust.
45 mile an hour gust all at once.
Shot over towards shortstop. Jordan Sumney flips it over to third for the force, so 2 away. Now that's going to bring up Olivia Warlick.
Olivia Warlick!
Olivia walked her first time up. Can't say the last inning because we're still in the first inning. We've not gotten out of the first yet.
Ooh, first pitch called strike on that outside corner. 0-1. Ball hit down third baseline.
Went foul.
Yep. So 0-2 on Olivia.
That was close right there. It was going down the line if fair, and then it right before it got to third base, it hit foul outside the base.
The 0-2. That one popped up. Going to be right in the crowd over here. Everybody moving.
Right in the middle of the bleacher. Kabam.
That's funny. You can always tell where that foul ball is at because you can start hearing the shuffling going on.
A lot of people don't realize how fast they can move, you know?
I know. The 0-2. Now it stays out. Runners will advance up to second and third. Two away with a one ball, two strike count on Olivia Warlick. The 1-2. That one fouled off. Count stays 1-2. We'll try it one more time. The 1-2. In the dirt. Runner coming home. Madison will be safe. Makes it 10-0.
What did you have for Sydney Stoughton this last at bat?
A double. Okay. Was that the one that got to the fence?
Oh, yeah.
So, Olivia Warlick sitting with a 2-2 count. Benjamin's pitch going to be popped up over to second base. And Sarah Kate Penland making the catch to end the first. Not before the Mountaineers score 10 to take a 10-0 lead. And we're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow. More Tuscola Spring Sports on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control press box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Mountaineers putting 10 on the board here in the bottom of the first to take a 10-0 lead going into the second. And up for TC. Top of the first will be, or top of the second will be Jordan Sumney, Bristol Caps, and Brianna Benjamin.
Sumney is the shortstop for the Lady Rams. She's batting number four, the cleanup spot today.
First pitch on its way from Kendall. Just misses low. 1-0. The 1-0 pitch on its way. Swung on, missed. 1-1 on Jordan Sumney. Kendall's pitch. Hit back up the middle. That's going to get through for a single. And that's going to bring up Bristol Caps.
Just passed Kendall's glove.
So Caps stepping in the box now.
Caps was the starting pitcher for the Lady Rams.
First pitch, strike. Good pitch by Kendall starting her off. The 0-1. Foul tip in the glove. It'll be strike two. 0-2 count. Cap stepping in with the 0-2 count. Kindling the windup. Pitch hit in towards right field. That's going to be down. Mary Bruce coming up with it. Throws into second. Runners at first and second. No outs for T.C. Robertson. Here in the top of the second. So back-to-back singles for the Rams. Coach Cook going to come out and talk to Kendall here. When we get back, Brianna Benjamin will be up to bat for TC.
Checking her pitch chart out there on her arm, and I guess to make sure they're on the same page. Brianna Benjamin, first baseman, batting in the number six spot in the lineup.
First pitch from Kendall. Up and away. 1-0. Pitch. Strike. Oh, got her in a rundown. Oh, man. Livia misplayed it. Hits her glove and dropped it. And somebody got third.
Yeah, they would have had her picked off.
Had her right there in a good pickle.
Yeah, Sonny.
So 1-1 count on Benjamin. Runners at first and third. No outs here in the top of the second. That 1-1 misses, makes it a 2-1 count. Mountaineers leading 10-0. Ooh, good pitch right there. Evens it at 2-2.
Kendall had some heat on that one.
Benjamin stepping back in with a 2-2 count. Kindling a wind up. That pitch popped up. Count stays 2-2.
Work hard, buddies. Let's go. Tight drop. Tight drop. Let's go. Let's get this one. Here we go, Ricky. Keep playing. Let's go, Ricky.
Good set. 2-2. We're going this way again. Ball hit down. And great play by Kendall. I thought she was going to go to first.
I did,
Kenny,
too.
She threw it to Kenzie Master. Got that runner that was on third. So one away. And preserving that shutout for the moment. But Bristol Caps moves up to second. And puts Brianna Benjamin on first. That's going to bring up Lily Gillis. First pitch fouled off.
Gillis is a right fielder, batting number 7 today.
0-1 count. One in the dirt. Makes it a 1-1 count.
You know, that play a while ago was a big play, Branson. Took that runner off third base.
Right.
Now they got runners on first and second, but that got that lead runner.
We're going to have a courtesy runner come in for Brianna Benjamin, and she pitches. So back at it with a 1-1 count. One out. Runners on first and second. Mountaineers leading 10-0. Kendall Williamson's pitch popped up foul. 1-2 count. Gillis back in with a 1-2 count. Williamson's pitch. Hit down on the ground, played by Kendall, throws over to first, gets the out.
Good play. Smart play.
Kendall fought for a second to go after that force at third, but made sure she got the one out over on the first. And that's going to bring up the catcher, Cameron Cox.
Cox is the catcher for the Lady Rams.
First pitch fouled off. 0-1. One fouled off, so it's 0-2 count.
And Kendall, use her head out there. Way up in the count, two outs.
We need if she had an off-speed pitch right here.
Good, yeah.
Ooh,
oh,
good God, pitch right
a
there.
High pitch made her chase it. Boy, big out right there.
So, the Rams threatening right here in the top of the second, but don't get anything. Still a 10-0 game. Here as we move to the bottom of the second, we want to thank our sponsors, Mike's Heated and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vestas Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware.
You know what the old saying is, Branson? Put the pedal to the metal.
That's right.
Don't let up.
That's right. And you know, a lot of people are, you know, I've heard a lot of people say, well, it's not fair to do that to those other teams, you know?
No.
And I'm like, yeah, Little League, I understand, but, you know, once you get up here, to high school, it's high school and above, it's a totally different story.
Exactly. Well, it's just like that game the other night when we were broadcasting the boys' game, and we could look out the door up there and see the girls, and they were behind, and they ended up losing the game, but in the last inning there, I think, but they were behind, 6-0?
Yeah.
And came back, you know. You can't let up.
No, and, you know, I always think back to something that Steve Spurrier used to say, and it used to make me so mad. But I hate to admit it, he was so right, you know. And he always used to say, you know, it's not my job to make your team look good. So, you know.
That's right.
You hate to, you just sort of look, but, 14, you know.
Larkin Connor!
So here in the bottom of the second, it's going to bring up Larkin Connor.
Yeah, Larkin batting sixth in the lineup, and she grounded out to first base first time up.
First pitch swing, and that's going to be over towards short. Jordan Sumney making the catch, so one away.
But, you know, that first inning, Branson, everybody was putting the bat on the ball.
Right.
Now up to bat for the Lady Mountaineers, number 12.
They were.
Taylor Johnson.
That's going to bring up Taylor Johnson.
She walked first time up there in last inning and scored a run.
First pitch stays up, 1-0.
There's a true off-speed pitch right there. Missed with it, though.
1-0 pitch. Fouled off. 1-1 count now. Benjamin's 1-1. Bounces before it gets to home, so it's a 2-1 count.
Taylor chasing the high ball.
So it's a 2-2 count. Benjamin's pitch in the dirt. Full count, 3-2. Taylor stepping out, now back in with a 3-2 count. Reached out, popped that one up. That could be trouble. Right fielder comes running in. Lily Gillis hits her glove and bounces out. So Taylor will be on with one out.
Number 18, Chaney Brown.
So Chaney Brown coming in to hit for Mary Turner.
That Taylor. She swung before the pitch before, and a high pitch, missed it. And she, that one was in the same place, high pitch, and she just reached up, didn't she?
She did. So Chaney Brown in the bat. Coached her older twin brother a few years ago, Andy Brown.
Oh, yeah. That's Andy's sister.
That is.
Okay.
And first pitch swung on, missed.
Andy's a big old boy.
He is. Oh, one pitch misses. 1-1 count. One pitch to Chaney. Ooh, just missed that one. Count now, 1-2. The 1-2. Ooh, swung on, missed. So two away now. That's going to bring up Amelia Deal.
Now batting, number 21. Amelia Deal.
First pitch to Deal up and outside.
Amelia single her first time up. She bats number 9 in the lineup. Single and scored a run that first time.
1-0 pitch is now a 2-0 count.
Maybe got a pretty good eye up there.
Two away, runner on first. Mountaineers leading 10-0 here in the bottom of the second. Oh. Ooh, good pitch right there, fouled off.
Good cut, yeah.
2-1. The 2-1 pitch. That one popped up towards left field. Sarah Severe making the catch for the third out. Nothing happened for the Lady Mountaineers here in the bottom of the second. Still a 10-0 game. And we're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling.
John Anderson here, your host for Good Morning Haywood on WPTL. And we're announcing open lines all the time, not just at the flea market from 6 a.m. until 9:30. We're going to open those phone lines and see what's going on with you out in Haywood County. So call in and join us. And then we have all your regular features, too, like Johns Hopkins Medical Minute, the Farm Report, and the flea market at 8:30. Remember, open lines all the time. 648-3576, 3577. Good Morning Haywood, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on WPTL.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio, your radio home for Tuscola Spring Sports.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Mountaineers up 10-0 here in the top of the third inning. And up four, T.C. Robertson will be my Gerlich.
Gerlich, yeah. That's how you say that, I'd say. Yeah,
Gerlach.
Gerlach.
Now, first pitch called strike, so it's 0-1. Kendall's 0-1 pitch. That one stayed up, 1-1 count.
Gerlach is the number 9 hitter, playing third base. After her, we've got the leadoff batter again. Top of the order.
Ooh. That one sort of slipped out of Kendall's fingers right there. It's a 2-1 count. Ooh, just misses low right there. 3-1. Kenny and Kendall's not got to a 3-1 count on the day so far.
Not yet.
And actually going to give up her first walk here as Maya Gerlich is on her way to first. That's going to be back to the top of the order for T.C. Robertson as Sarah, I'm going to have to say
severe, just like Sevierville, like severe, but
yeah.
It's
yeah.
You ain't got the bill on the end of it. It's no. Severe. She flew out to, popped out to first base her first time up.
First pitch hit down. Oh, just past the diving of Libby Warlick into right field. So that's going to be runners at first and second. No outs. That's going to bring up Sarah Kate Penland.
She grounded out to first base her first time up. Here she is up with runners at first and second, no outs.
First pitch jammed her right there. Olivia Warlick catches it, throws over to Mia Dill for one out. Runners move up to second and third. And that's going to bring up Skylar Gribben. One away. Mountaineers up 10-0 here in the top of the third.
Gribben flew out to right field her first time up.
Fouled the first pitch off 0-1.
See what she can do today. I mean, this right now.
The 0-1. That one popped up into the infield. Going to need to call it.
Call it.
And Amelia Dill makes the catch.
Amelia made the catch, but they should call that ball. They just about run into each other there.
That's going to bring up Jordan Sumney. She singled her first time up. Just past Kendall's outreach glove.
Yes, she did. So,
first pitch low inside, 1-0.
She's 1-for-1 so far today. Bat number 4 in the lineup, cleanup hitter.
One oh pitch stays out, so it's a 2-0 count. No pitch. Popped up foul, so it's a 2-1 count. Sumney stepping back in. 2-1 count. That pitch in the dirt. 3-1. Jordan. 3-1 count on Sumney. Kendall Williamson's pitch. That one's hit.
Ooh, that's
going to be in a gap. Actually, that was
ground rule double went through.
The it went over. So it's a 3-run shot for Jordan Sumney.
Did that go over?
Yep.
Well, I thought it hit the bottom of the fence.
So T.C. Robertson on the board now, 10-3. And Bristol Caps will be the batter.
Yeah, I was thinking that one hit the fence. I thought he went through.
Yeah, because it's right there over that park, Kenny, where it's the gate that opens
the gate,
up.
I thought he went through there through the gate, which would have been a ground rule double, but I didn't see it clear of the top.
So first pitch to Bristol Caps misses, 1-0. Two-oh count now.
Kendall needs to just keep calm out there. She's got a good lead. She don't nothing. Two outs.
Right.
Nothing to worry about.
Just needs to get back to focus on it.
Right. Focus and throw strikes.
Nice pitch right there.
Just like that right there.
2-1 count now. Two-one pitch to Caps. Hit down on the ground over to Olivia Warlick. Plays it. Throws to first to Mia Deal. Three away. And that's going to move to the bottom of the third inning. Mountaineers still leading 10-3.
And what do we got up here now? We got the leadoff hitter up.
Right, we're back to the top of the order.
Top of the order, Kenzie Messer back up.
We want to thank our sponsors, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vesta Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. And all those base hits that we've had through the first inning and then right there into the second were sponsored by Dynamic Advertising. They target the exact profile of customers you're looking for and reaches thousands of people every year. From mugs to menus, give Dynamic Advertising and Marketing a call at 775-4805 to get started.
And
up to bat now will be Kenzie Messer. And Kenzie has seen three pitches tonight, Kenny.
Two hits.
A home run and a single. I try not to jinx, but it would be pretty cool to see somebody hit for the cycle.
I don't believe I've ever seen it.
First pitch in the dirt.
Or not locally, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'd like to see it, though. I've seen them come close.
The 1-0 pitch. Shot right back up the middle. So leadoff single here in the bottom of the third.
Now batting number 5, McKinley Rich.
McKinley Rich coming in to hit for Sydney Snowden. So Rich stepping in with no outs, runner on first. Swung that first pitch, it foul tip. 0-1. 0-1. Swung on, just missed, just right under that pitch, Kenny. 0-2 count.
Gotta watch that ball now. Guard that plate.
Benjamin's 0-2 pitch. Fouled off. That's going to keep Rich alive here. Count stays 0-2. The 0-2 pitch again. Allen in the dirt. It's going to allow the runner to move up, Kenzie Messer to move up to second. And a 1-2 count on Rich.
I tell you, with a 10-3 lead and the speed that Kenzie's got on second, I'd have her going to third.
1-2 pitch. Oh, boy, that's
nice,
a good hit,
Rick.
Right there.
That ball's out.
Kenny, she just hit a home
Holy
run.
Holy cow, pinch
hitter.
Pinch hitter.
That's going to make it a 12-3 ball game.
Holy cow. Oh, she's looking at that face. Lord have mercy. Something you'll never forget.
Kenny, you know what? And the crazy thing is, no wind. You know, the last game we did, the wind blowing so hard, and it was blowing so hard in from center field that everything was hit, was like it was going towards right field.
I know, yeah.
Madison Brooks.
Madison Brooks up to bat now for Tuscola.
Nobody out.
First pitch. Looked like that one slipped out of her hand. A 1-0 count.
Madison, of course, she's the number three hitter in the lineup. Playing shortstop, walked her first time up and was hit by a pitch. Scored two runs so far.
That one stays up. 2-0 count. Missed again, so it's a 3-0 count.
Just tickled me, Branson. McKinley Rich, a little skinny girl. She's not big at all. And
no.
Doggone pinch hit and come up there and just tag one and put it the same place that home run went for TC a while ago.
3-0. And Madison Brooks is going to walk on four straight pitches. That's going to bring up Kendall Williamson.
Now batting number 8, Kendall Williamson.
Kendall singled her first time up and then ground out to shortstop, second at bat, scored one run.
I don't know if they're getting ready to switch.
And she's still,
right,
Kendall's
here.
Still the pitcher of the count right now.
Skylar Griffin, looks like they're calling her in to pitch, maybe. Mountaineers up 12-3 off of a McKinley Rich home run. And Kenny, man, what a shot. Like you said, I kind of thought it was going to, you know, skip
it
under the fence too. But, man, she got up just enough under it. And it does kind of look like the wind, when it is blowing out right here. But doesn't matter. It's still a home run in the books and a memory she'll never forget.
That's exactly right. She'll never forget that. Who we got coming in here?
Skylar Griffin coming in to pitch.
Number 2. Yep. Coming from center field.
And I'm not seeing anybody out to the outfield yet. I only see 2 in the outfield for TC. No outs for Tuscola here in the bottom of the third inning. Do have a runner on first in Madison Brooks, Kendall Williamson up to bat. Try to find something, Kenny.
He's trying to watch a pitch here, but the umpire standing right in the way. Good to see.
Now batting, number 8, Kendall Williamson.
Well. So Kendall Williamson in the bat now. First pitch misses up. The 1-0. Kendall fouls it off, makes it a 1-1 count.
Ooh, off-speed pitch.
2-1 count.
Just missed outside.
Kenny, our next game will be April 14th against Pisgah. That pitch gets away from Gribben. That's going to move Madison Brooks up to second. And it's a 3-1 count on Kendall. Kendall walking. That's going to put runners at first and second. That's going to bring up Olivia Warlick.
Number 9, Olivia Warlick.
So we won't be broadcasting any games next week, but the following week we'll have Tuscola Pisgah baseball on April the 14th. Then we'll have softball April 16th against Polk right here. And then the next night, the girls will be playing at Pisgah, so we'll be going down to the Pisgah field on the river as the girls play Pisgah on April the 17th. And, Ken, that's hard to believe. You know, we were talking how fast this season's going by, because now we're officially into April. And
I'm telling you, it moves on. Once you start, we say that every year. Once it starts, I can't believe that it's already halfway over. Oh, gosh.
First pitch swung on, missed, as Jackson is in for Olivia Warlick. 0-1 count. Larkin Connor on deck. Good job by Jackson laying off that. Makes it a 1-1 count. No outs, runners at first and second. Tuscola leading 12-3 here in the bottom of the third. Swung on, pitch good right there, but makes it a one ball, two strikes on Jackson. The 1-2. Ooh, called strike 3. So one away. That's going to bring up Larkin Connor.
Number 14, Larkin Connor.
Larkin batted twice tonight so far. Ground out to first base the first time up, and then flew out to the shortstop, second at bat. She put the bat on the ball, though.
First pitch misses up, 1-0. Larkin steps back in with a 1-0 count. That pitch stays out, 2-0 count. Oh, Gribbins 2-0 pitch. Ooh. Just swung over the top of it right there. Makes it 2-1. Still have runners at first and second. One out. Mountaineers leading 12-3 in the bottom of the third. Gribbins pitch. Ooh, that's a shot back up the middle.
Good hit right there by Larkin.
Madison Brooks on her way home. Pit throw cut off by the pitcher. Makes it a 13-3 game. So runners.
Now batting number 12.
First and second.
Taylor Johnson.
That's going to bring up Taylor Johnson.
Taylor's walked so far tonight and then reached on an error.
That first pitch just misses outside. 1-0. The 1-0. Looked pretty good from here, but that was a ball, so it's a 2-0 count.
Must have been just a little outside. Looked, like you said, looked pretty good from here, but.
2-0 hit on the ground. Somebody makes the catch, throws ahead to third for the force.
It was a force. What?
I don't know if she didn't have a foot on the bag.
I don't know what the umpire said there. Right? I don't know what happened there.
Now batting number 18, Chaney Brown.
So runners at first, second, third. That's going to bring up Chaney Brown, and she's went in for Mary Turner. First pitch swinging, hits down to first base, steps on first, gets the out. So two away. That's going to bring up Amelia Deal.
For the Lady Mountaineers, number 21, Amelia Deal.
So 14-3 now. First pitch misses low, 1-0. The 1-0. 2-0.
Amelia has singled and scored a run tonight and then flew out to left field. Her last batter will hit ball.
That's a 3-0 count. Two away, bases loaded. 3-0 count on Amelia Deal. Mountaineers leading 14-3 in the bottom of the third. Called strike. So 3-1.
Taking all the way on that one.
That's a good looking pitch right there.
Yeah, it was. It's always if you're 3-0 a day, you're taking it. It's the best pitch you can hit.
And my bad, I thought the base was loaded. We got bases loaded.
Now we got bases loaded.
Number 2, Kinsey Messer.
Back to the top of the order.
Bring up Kinsey Messer. First pitch to Kinsey, misses up and away, 1-0. The second time tonight that the girls have batted around in the lineup.
I don't want to jinx her, but Kinsey's having a good night at the plate tonight.
The 1-0 lays off. 2-0 count. Can you know she's itching to take a big cut at this.
You know who she is, but.
2-0 pitch from Gribben. Called strike. 2-1 count. A 2-1. Oh. Swung on, missed. Evens it at 2-2. Well, this is only our second game, but I think this is the deepest she's gone into an at bat, Kenny, at 2-2.
That we've seen so far, you're right.
2-2 pitch. Stays out. Full count now. So full count, two outs, bases loaded for Kenzie Master. Mountaineers leading 14-3.
Runners should be going.
So Gribben's 3-2 pitch. Hit foul down the third base line. Coach Cook just barely got his leg out of the way. Count stays 3-2. Two pitch again on its way from Gribben. Stays up. Kenzie Master will walk. That will bring a runner in this time. Makes it a 15-3 ball game.
Now batting number 5, McKinley Rich.
McKinley Rich up. Hit a home run her last at bat, Kenny, which was in this inning. That first pitch misses. 1-0. Pitch in the dirt, 2-0. The 2-0 pitch hit down on the ground over to third base, just steps on third to get the third out. But Mountaineers picking up 5 runs here in the bottom of the third to take a 15-3 lead into the fourth. We're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Looking to promote your business with inexpensive advertising? Dynamic Advertising and Marketing can help. Their advertising targets the exact profile of customers you are looking for and reaches thousands of people every year. From mugs to menus, offering free design and full-color advertising. Give Dynamic Advertising and Marketing a call at 775-4805 to get started.
Hello, it's John Anderson. Can't get enough of the flea market? Well, we've got a special treat for you. Monday through Friday at 3 p.m., we'll play back the Flea Market Rewind. That's all the calls from that morning's show. Plus, if you'd like the Flea Market Rewind on demand, just visit WPTLradio.net and download the show you want. It's the Flea Market, 8:30 a.m., Monday through Saturday on WPTL.
You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio, a service of WPTL. Let's get back to the action.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Mountaineers leading 15-3 as we move to the top of the fourth inning and needing only 3 outs, Kenny, to get this win and end it in 4 with the run rule. And up for TC will be Brianna Benjamin.
And yeah, Benjamin.
Kendall's first pitch misses 1-0, or 1-0.
Hit into a fielder's choice. Her only at bat so far tonight.
So the 1-0 pitch popped up. Good catch right there. Looks like moved Taylor Johnson into second base.
That's a good move right there.
And that's going to be one away.
That was a tough catch right there.
That is over your shoulder like that. That's going to bring up Lily Gillis.
She grounded back to the pitcher. Her first and only time at bat.
First pitch to Gillis. That's going to be hit in the right field. That's going to drop.
That's one of them Texas Leaguers, Branson.
So one out single for Lily Gillis.
Just a little blooper over second base into the outfield there, and nobody can get to it.
And that's going to bring up Cameron Cox.
Cox struck out her last at bat.
First pitch misses outside, 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. That one hit right back up the middle. And Kendall knocks it down, but doesn't have enough on it to get to second or shortstop, so that's going to put runners at first and second with one out.
Yeah, it's a line shot right up the middle. And Kendall done good to knock it down, but like you said, then it went behind her and nobody could get to it to make a play on it. So
that's going to bring up Maya Gerlach, the number 9 hitter.
Walked her first and only time up tonight.
That pitch to her misses outside, 1-0.
Well, Kendall's throwing that ball, I tell you what. She's putting some smoke on it. Working with one out.
1-0 just stays out. 2-0 count. And the 2-0 pitch. Swung on, missed. 2-1 count. The 2-1 from Kendall Williamson. Called strike on the corner. Evens the count at 2-2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out, runners at first and second. Pitch swung on, missed. So 2 away. That's going to move to the top of the order.
Yep, top of the order.
That's going to be Sarah Severe up to bat.
Flew out to first base, popped out her first time up, and then singled, scored a run, one of those 3 runs, her last at bat. So she's 1-for-2.
First pitch strike.
Kendall's getting wound out there.
TC down to its last out here. Bell, 1 pitch on its way from Kendall. Lays off of that, makes it a 1-1 count. The 1-1. Just a little low. 2-1 count. The 2-1. And staying low, so it's a 3-1 count now. Severe ahead in the count here, 3-1 on Kendall Williamson. 2 away, 3-1 pitch. Foul tip. So count now 3-2. It's a full count. 2 outs, runners at first and second. Can't like see her blow one by her right here.
You know she's feeling it.
3-2.
Oh.
Oh. Draws a walk. That's going to bring up Sarah Kate Penland.
Ground out to first base her first time up, and then ground out to second base her second time up.
First pitch popped up, foul.
One out of play.
0-1. Kendall's 0-1 pitch with bases loaded. In the dirt. Oh.
Saved.
Got past Kenzie, but umpire
saved,
stops it.
Saved by the umpire.
I'm not sure. I'm sure that scared him a little bit, Kenny. So it's a 1-1 count. In the dirt again. It's 2-1.
Kendall needs to settle down here, throw strikes. You've got two outs.
The 2-1. Ball hit, chopper down. Played by Larkin, throws over to first. Catch made by Amelia Deal.
That was a
and that's good, gonna be the third one.
Good stretch right there by Amelia.
And that's going to be... Maybe they got to play five.
Yeah. 10 run and 5.
Oh, okay.
So they got one more.
I was
more.
Thinking that was it. So that was my fault. I was thinking that it was 4 innings, but you're right, it is 5.
Got out of a jam right there, boy. I tell you, bases loaded, one out, and got out without them scoring right there.
We want to thank our sponsors, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vesta Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. Of course, as I said, no games next week on the air, but we will be back the following week is April 14th. We will be doing Tuscola Pisgah at home just over here to our immediate right. On that, I believe it's a Tuesday. Is it a Monday night or a Tuesday night, Kenny, on the 14th?
I'm not sure.
I think it's Tuesday night. Or no, maybe it's, Lord, that may be a Monday night.
Hey, it's got to be one of them nights.
It's Monday or Tuesday night. How about that?
Oh, let's see. April 14th?
Yep.
That's Tuesday.
It is a Tuesday night then. Okay. So, that Tuesday night, Tuscola Pisgah baseball at home right over here. And then we'll follow that up on Thursday night as Polk County will be here. And we will be covering the softball game against Polk County on Thursday. And then turn around and play and be at Pisgah on Friday night as the ladies play Pisgah on the river. And we'll be covering both those games on the 16th and 17th. So tune in and listen to those games.
Who we got up this inning, Branson? In the bottom of the fourth here. Got the 3, 4, and 5 hitters up. Got the heart of the lineup up. Madison Brooks, Kendall Williamson, and Olivia Warlick, which had a pinch hitter that last inning for Olivia, so Jackson. So we'll see who comes up.
Leading off in the bottom of the fourth, number 11, Madison Brooks.
Madison Brooks, a batter now.
Madison walked first time up, was hit by a pitch her second time up, and walked her third time up. So she's got a free ride all night long so far.
So Grimmin in still for TC. Slaps one down to third, throw down to first. They're going to call her out.
Now batting, number 8, Kendall Williamson.
That's going to bring up Kendall Williamson.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Hit her foot.
So that's going to put Kendall on.
Hey, here we go, two. Throw the ground ball right here.
Now batting, number 20, Kiana Jackson.
Kiana Jackson up to bat. That first pitch gets past her, and that's going to allow Kendall to move up to second. It's a 1-0 pitch. Ooh. Swung on, missed right there, so it's a 1-1 count now on Key Jackson. The 1-1. Good cut right there. Just misses, though.
Now that was a good swing.
One
right
and
there,
two.
Man.
The 1-2 pitch. That one stays inside. 2-2. Good eye right there by Key Jackson right there. It's full count now, 3-2. Mountaineers leading 15-3. Ooh.
Ooh.
That was just a little low, but it's one called strike. It was one of those. It was close.
My goodness, that wasn't close, Mike Branson. That golf ball was almost on the ground. God, bump.
14, Larkin.
You're trying to be nice.
Connor. I ain't trying to be nice. Mr. Pessimistic, how's that?
That ball was low. Wow, that was.
That's going to bring up Larkin Connor. First pitch outside, 1-0.
Larkin grounded out the first time up. Popped out to shortstop second time and then singled her last at bat.
The 1-0 in the dirt. Kendall moving up to third. 2-0 count. The 2-0 stays in. 3-0 count. Pitch on its way. And Larkin drawing a walk. So we're going to have runners at first and third with two outs, and that's going to bring up Taylor Johnson.
Taylor Johnson!
First pitch to Taylor on the outside. 0-1. Ribbons pitch. Misses. Kendall Williamson on her way home. She'll score to make it 16-3. Larkin moves up to second. So 16-3 now. Taylor Johnson with a 1-1 count. Ribbons pitch. Ooh, shot in.
That's
the
in the
left
hole
field.
Right between third and shortstop.
Larkin on her way home. Scores make it 17-3. So Taylor Johnson with a two-out single scores one, gets her a ribby.
Number 18, Chaney Brown.
That's going to bring up Chaney Brown. First pitch called strike. 0-1. The 0-1 pitch on its way, in the dirt, good stop. Taylor Johnson on her way to second. Cheney with a 1-1 count. Ooh, good cut right there by Cheney. Just misses, makes it a 1-2 count.
Off speed pitch.
Stays out with a 2-2 count. Two outs. Ball.
It caught.
Grazed her back.
Grazed her, yep.
So that's going to put Cheney on. And Larkin Connor on, or excuse me, Taylor Johnson on second. So runners at first and second, two outs. And Amelia Deal is the batter.
Amelia singled tonight, flew out to left field and walked.
First pitch. Down the gut. 0-1. The 0-1 pitch stays out, 1-1.
Another off-speed pitch there. Missed the plate.
Deep breath, go get it, too.
1-1 pitch. Hit towards center field. Taylor Johnson on her way home. But I mean, you deal with an RBI. And so that's 15, so that will end the game right there, Kenny, at 18-3.
Yep.
So we're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling. Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow. Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
John Anderson here, your host for Good Morning Haywood on WPTL. And we're announcing open lines all the time, not just at the flea market from 6 a.m. until 9:30. We're going to open those phone lines and see what's going on with you out in Haywood County. So call in and join us. Tuesdays are Two for Tuesday, where we play double shots of your favorite country artists at 6, 7, and 8. Remember, open lines all the time.
648-3576-3577. Good Morning Haywood, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on WPTL.
You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio, a service of WPTL. Let's get back to the action.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Lady Mountaineers picking up a big 18-3 victory over the T.C. Robertson Lady Rams tonight. And we want to let everybody know that those hits, everything that was hit tonight was sponsored by Dynamic Advertising. They target the exact profile of customers you're looking for and reaches thousands of people every year. For mugs to menus, give Dynamic Advertising and Marketing a call at 775-4805. And now it's time for our A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. And today's award goes for outstanding effort goes to the Tuscola player known as Miss Kenzie Messer. If you're looking for a safe place to store your stuff, call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Conveniently located for all your storage needs. Kenzie Messer, I don't think there is another person in the state of North Carolina that has more home runs leading off than you. I mean, I know you got your first one against Franklin, first game of the season. I think tonight was number five. I was talking to your mom.
Yeah.
I looked and I was like, is that four or five? She said five. And I was like, holy cow. So you're absolutely knocking the cover off the ball. And, you know, we were sitting here talking. You went 3-for-3 tonight because I think you had one. You got a walk. So, mm-hmm. But 3-for-3. But let me ask you something. And on those first three at bats, you only saw five pitches. You like jumping on a pitch early, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, that's great because a lot of people, they don't understand that. And I know a lot of hitters, boys and girls, love jumping on the first pitch. And you're the first, you're definitely one of those types. So tell me, let's talk about your senior year. I know it's a little sad. We've been watching you, and me and Kenny still bring it up about that home run you hit down at Pisgah. I think it was your freshman year. So that was huge, and that's one of those deals that it's a memory that I know I'm not going to forget, and I know he doesn't either because we bring it up a lot and everything. Like, yeah. Remember that night down there on the river and Kenzie Messer hit that home run? I was like, that was a great night.
So, I agree.
And but what kind of expectations or goals did Jens have for this year coming in? Because I know the first four batters are seniors, so
yeah.
Jens, you're led at the top of the order by a bunch of seniors that's going to be hard to replace next year. I mean, let's just be honest and call it like it is.
Yeah.
But Jens have to – what do you have for goals, some of your goals set for this year, for personal and as a team?
As a team, we just try to jump on it early and don't let up. And then personal, I just want to be a leader to my team and be able to be someone that they can count on in tough situations and situations that are given to you,
anything. Well, you know what, and I think if Coach Cook could do it, you'd need one of those C patches right there for captain because I honestly believe you're one of those that leads this team. You, Kendall, Sydney, and Madison, everything, y'all do a great job. And I'm not kidding. I was sitting thinking after, when we were calling the game the other night, we were calling the baseball game, but I was watching back and forth the Swain game, and, man, y'all come back and almost had them, and that was a big game.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask this: plans for next year?
Yeah.
As a moving out, going to school, have you made choices on what school you're going to?
I'm wearing the only right color to wear: orange and not Tennessee orange.
I knew that was coming. I knew that was going to come up, but I'll give you that one. I'll let you have that one. But I am proud of you. I think I talked to your mom. You're going into
physical therapy.
That's right. So that's awesome, and I know Clemson has a good program for it. And, I mean, even at that, you could probably still be around some of the sports down there and everything. And, as athletic as you are, I know that that won't be a hard decision for you.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's Kenzie Messer, our player of the game tonight. Kenzie, proud of you.
Kenzie's
going to get a picture of you right here. I'll go ahead. We've got several more games, but I know we'll have you back over here. But I want you to know. You're going to be sorely missed after this year.
I'll miss it.
But. I know you will. I know you will, and you'll be one of the ones that we miss. So.
Yeah.
Let him get a picture right fast and jump out there and see your teammates and everything. So
I'll get you a shirt. Don't worry.
Oh, gosh. Get me two of them.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Kenzie Messer, our player of the game tonight. Congratulations, Kenzie.
Thank you.
All right, Tuscola winning tonight 18-3 against T.C. Robertson, sweeping that season series with them after they had played over there in Skyland a few weeks ago, winning that game. I believe it was 12-3 or 12-6. So congratulations to them. The girls are on a roll, it seems like, because when they get to hitting, and proud of them. And, of course, they will be off next week, and their first game back will be that week of Tuscola Pisgah. They will be playing here on that Tuesday night, and we'll be over there on the baseball game, but we'll be trying to call both games, letting you know score and everything between the baseball game and the softball game on that night of the 14th. Kenny is, will be at the baseball game, but we'll try to cover the softball as well, because that's going to be a big game. That's coming
we
in.
We got that'll be a busy week. That's three games right there in a row.
Right.
In that week, and we can handle it.
We can handle it. Oh yeah, we've done it. We've done it before, and hopefully yep. We'll keep doing it again. So,
yep.
Kenny, good win for the ladies tonight.
Big win.
One of those games that they needed.
Well, I thought going into this game, TC is usually pretty tough, and I thought this was going to be a hard game. And well, what it is, we come out. You know, you said we need to put the bat on the ball, and we did that. Come right out of the gate, busting the ball that first inning, and got them in a hole. And I think that was the big part of the game right there. And then Kendall,
right.
Kendall was dialed in tonight. She pitched a really good ball game.
Awesome game tonight. And, you know, it's like we said, got to have her back for defense, and we did. I think only giving up three runs, which is really big for our defense tonight for the ladies, you know, because Kendall went the distance tonight, and a good job by her, you know, always pitching and everything. And it's kind of like the boys, you know. You want to try to ride that, you know, as long as you can. And,
that's right, yeah. And
rest your other players.
Well, you know, like we were saying that other game, you know, people, the two, Madison Brooks and Kendall, they've got the team on their back. I mean,
right.
That's their pitchers. That's our pitchers right there, you
yeah.
know.
Of course, Larkin can pitch,
Larkin
too.
Can pitch, too, you know, and everything, but – you know, you got to have your core pitchers right there, and they're doing a good job so far.
Right.
So you can't argue with that, boy. I tell you.
Well, Kenny, you got anything before we close?
I appreciate everybody listening. I appreciate our sponsors. Appreciate the radio station. Thank you, and thank everybody for listening to us and putting up with us. And,
right.
And we'll see you next week.
We'll see them next week. And, of course, I want to mention again, with as many hits as our girls had tonight, we want to thank Dynamic Advertising for sponsoring the base hits and the home runs, because they target the exact profile of customers you're looking for, and it reaches thousands of people every year. From mugs to menus, give Dynamic Advertising and Marketing a call at 775-4805 to get started. And today's game has been brought to you by Mike's Heated and Air, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vesta Services, WPTL, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. So for Kenny Moyle, I'm Branson Reese. Enjoy your weekend. I know a lot of people will be with family for Easter. I hope everybody has a great Easter. Kenny, you know,
yeah.
I'm sure you'll have to go hide Easter eggs for
Happy Easter, yeah. Well, sad to say, you know, they're growing.
I know.
They're getting, and it's sad, you know.
It is.
But,
it
yeah,
is.
Everybody have a happy Easter, you know. I wish everybody be careful, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week, everybody.